wish that this radio wasn't busted. I know. Oh my goodness. At least we got a good, what, 67 minutes of music before it went out on us? Not the best situation considering it's an 8-hour road trip, but hey, we've made it. Well, how long has it been now? 4.5 hours so far. We're not doing too bad. Although I am starting to get a little tired myself. Mm-mm. No, honey, I'm okay. Ugh, mommy will pull over if she needs to. This spontaneous little trip to the ocean is really exciting. I don't know. I just thought that we could use the time together. Mm-hmm. Just Mama and her son spending some time on the beach, spending some time at the ocean. Oh, we can get fresh seafood. We can find shells, like seashells and rocks. Oh, hush. You like my rock finding. I've brought you back a neat rock from every place I've ever been. Mm-hmm. And now this time you can help me pick one. Whatever. You say I'm a dork, but a lot of people tell me that you take after me, so I'd be careful if I were you. Sleepy over there. Mm-mm. Why don't you put your head on my shoulder? Hmm? Mind putting your head on the window and trying to rest is the worst. The glass is all cold and every bump makes you bounce your skull off the glass. Come here, you can put your head on mommy's shoulder. Attaboy. Your hair smells good. That's it, sweetheart. Just rest your head on mommy's shoulder. Close your eyes. Think about all the fun we're gonna have this week. Hmm? We're gonna go for walks on the beach. We're gonna explore the town. You know, Oceanside holds a really special place in my heart. I'm really excited to get to bring you there. Even more excited than my smart, funny, popular, could probably be doing better things with his time. Son has agreed to come with me, especially so spur of the moment. My little adventurer. I'm just gonna reach over and hold your hand. We used to hold hands in the car all the time. Do you remember? We found a giant man made of iron or something. You remember? He looked like the Tin Man, but he was big and bulky and kind of scary. Like, I mean, the thing had to be 14 feet, 15 feet tall on the side of the highway in the middle of nowhere. It scared the shit out of us. My brave little boy offered to get out of the car and go check it out. Of course, I didn't let you. But that was sweet. We were a sweet boy. Really nice about being out on the road at this hour before the sun has even come up to say hello. Just me and you on this big open road. The rest of the world is fast asleep, and this mama and her wonderful son are huddled up close in the car, ready to go explore, ready to go spend time together, ready to go relax. Oh gosh, we are gonna get a lot of rest, honey. Everyone else is sleeping and we are crossing state lines just to go to the ocean. I can't wait to sit in the sand with you. Feet in and our toes, and to just feel how warm and soft it is. To go in the water and feel how cold, how refreshing and rejuvenating it feels to just allow yourself to be washed over with the cold, salty water. I promise you, Oceanside is incredible. It might be my favorite place I've ever gotten to stick my toes in the Pacific. Now I get to do it with you. Lucky me. We're gonna eat so much good food. Watch a couple of corny movies on nights where we don't want to go back out. You can go into town, back into Tillamook a few times to grab groceries or firewood. Go back to the cottage and make some yummy meals and have some fires, read, play games. I can't wait to spend more time with you. I can't wait to just be, I don't know, free, you know? You and me both. Free from all the drama, from all the stress. I think about it, the more I'm really glad I made this decision. I'm not gonna lie, sweetheart. I've noticed you've been a little bit off. Maybe just a little bit less chipper, you know? A little bit less enthusiastic. There's nothing wrong with that. Okay to wake up and have a meh kind of day. What would you call it? Mid? It's okay to have a mid day, honey. They don't all have to be great. But when the trend is such that every day is mid or meh, or more days are kind of shitty than not, well, then I need to do something. Let my son suffer in silence. You're handling a lot, sweetheart. You're balancing a lot of things. You got a lot of people who depend on you. Who want to talk to you and get your advice, get your help with things. And you've got your own projects too, sweetheart. It's a lot. Plus everything you're doing outside of that, just socially. I mean, color me proud, sweetheart, I really am, but we gotta make sure that you're taking time for yourself, too. My wonderful angel. You can't be everything for everybody. You are everything to me. Come a little closer. No, don't unbuckle your seatbelt. I'm still your mother. There. Do you want to put your head back on my shoulder? Mean the world to me. I would do anything to make you happy, to make you feel loved and safe. Because that's what you are. You are so loved, sweetheart. And I would stop at nothing to protect you. Nothing. Your mama would fight people. She would fight bears for you. Well, lucky for us, I don't think there's any bears at the ocean. That's true. Tillamook is kind of nestled into the woods. You want mama to fight a bear for you, honey? Did mean it though, sweetie. I'm gonna keep you safe for the rest of my life. I'm gonna make sure that you have everything that you need, that you know how loved and special and fucking wonderful you are. No matter who comes along, no matter who tries to take your heart from me, you're always going to be my special boy. Mama's favorite. My baby. Sweet, happy dreams of the beach and the birds. All the animals we're gonna see. All the different bits of nature that we'll get to experience that we don't always see at home. You've always looked like you were just kissed by the sun. Kissed by the angels. Mama's baby. That's my good boy. Knowing that I keep you so safe and so comfortable that you know you can rest and sleep against me. My strong, handsome son. I'm so glad that I get a chance to protect you, to help you when you need it. I know that you would never tell me if things felt like too much. You'd probably never tell me that you're too stressed or that you wanna, I don't know, some of your responsibilities, but I would never judge you. Mommy would never judge you for taking care of yourself. That's what I've been doing since the day you were. Mama and her beautiful boy, her wonderful son, going on an adventure together. When we come back, we're gonna feel rested and relaxed. We're gonna feel ready to take on the world. You said.